There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, here we go. 866-391-1020 is that number. 866-391-1020. I want to spend this time for a little bit. The top of this 5 o'clock hour, the final hour of the show today. Talking to you about this, and I want your honest input, because it just, is this something all politicians do, or is this something that raised the red flag? Because I'll be honest, it kind of raised the red flag for me over the weekend. I don't dislike anybody for it. It's just the game, and maybe the game sucks bad, but maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's a candidate who is doing something that kind of needs to be exposed a little bit, and that we need to talk about. I think it's pandering of the highest order. You know, I heard the show before mine. Somebody said, you can't get too jammed up about that or something. I'm not jammed up about it, but I think it needs thoroughly pointed out more than that for just a explanation's sake. So Corey O'Connor at 2:21 on Saturday, he tweeted out, and he's going to be the mayor. He's the Democratic nominee. Tony Moreno ain't beating him. He's going to be the mayor. He posted 4 photos on his social media. Corey O'Connor did. One of them is standing with Sarah Inamorato and some other guy. 2 are of big crowds, and then 1 is with him standing with some woman I don't know. And the title is, Stood Up With Pittsburghers Today to Say No, in all caps, No Kings. That was at 2:21 on Saturday. Okay? So he's decidedly taking a side. Which, okay, he's a Democrat. I get it. Understand it. Which means don't anticipate him fully representing you if you're one of the Republican Pittsburghers. It's just how it is. Okay? But we have partisan politics. But there's more to it. If you go back and look at what Mr. O'Connor did when he was running for running against Ed Gainey in the primary, and this from workingfamilies.org, O'Connor received at least $160,000 from Republican donors, over $285,000 from real estate interest and corporate developers, and tens of thousands from board members of UPMC, the city's largest nonprofit, that was obviously fighting against Ganey's effort to make organizations pay its fair share in taxes. Now, that's not all. In an independent expenditure group called Common Sense Change that's heavily supporting O'Connor, he spent over $745,000 on anti-Ganey television ads and at least $125,000 on paid canvassing operations. Common Sense is funded by a web of dark money sources, including PACs and nonprofits that can shield their donors' identities from the public. Again, don't hate the player, hate the game, I guess. But in this case, the player is totally pandering. So Corey O'Connor wants to stand out there on Saturday and talk about no kings. No kings. I'm going to stand up here on Grant Street and scream about no kings, or surround myself with people who say that. But people who gave big money, who are from the Republican side, to O'Connor, and they did, he's never denied that, they're going to want something from him. Okay? And people who voted for him over Ganey and will vote for him over Marino, they're going to want something. And they were some of those people that were out, many of those people, at the No Kings rally. You can't satisfy both people here. You just can't. You can't stand there on Grant Street and scream about no kings and then take over $285,000 from real estate developers and corporate developers and tens of thousands from board members of UPMC. If Corey O'Connor stood out there on Saturday with all of those people with 32 different color hair and all of those crafty signs talking about how much they hated Donald Trump, and he happened to have a conversation with them and say, hey, you know, I took over $285,000 from real estate interests and developers. What do you think those people would say to him? Would they welcome him to the No Kings rally or not? Again, don't hate the player, hate the game, but don't act like you're a chameleon depending on what day it is. Maybe other people are dumb. I'm not. Or maybe other people conveniently don't want to tell you the truth because they want to make sure to get people on their show. I don't care. Corey O'Connor's a good guy. He's okay. But he's playing both sides. I don't need to appease people and not speak the truth so that they keep coming on my show. Because I don't give a hell if people come on my show or not. I speak into this microphone the truth. He stood out there with Sarah Inamorato and he yelled about no kings. But when it was time to raise money, all the people on the far left didn't have any money for him. The people who had all the money for him, or some money, were Republican donors to the tune of almost $200,000. And that's confirmed. And he never denied it. So he played both sides against the middle. And when it comes time to when he's in office, that's going to be the true test. When a real estate developer comes to him and says, hey, remember that money we gave you? So am I getting those permits to build that stuff right there? Who's going to win out? That real estate developer who gave him that money for his campaign? Or somebody on the way far left who says, no kings, no kings, no development, no kings, no kings, no gentrification. He's now made promises to both sides. And it's going to be interesting, once he's mayor, where he slices his pie. Because it's going to need to be sliced. It's pandering at best.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.